This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What's trending?
Yeah, dang!
Brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Well, number one on what's trending, Mike Reese of ESPN reporting that Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing two criminal charges, a felony charge of strangulation and a misdemeanor charge of assault from an incident that occurred allegedly on December 2nd. A judge is currently deciding whether to impound the court documents ahead of Diggs' arraignment, which is on January 23rd, the Friday before what will be the AFC Championship game. Patriots, in a statement, said that they are aware of the accusations that have been made regarding Stephon Diggs. He denies the allegations, and we support Stephon. Diggs' attorney said in a statement that the allegations are, quote, unsubstantiated. Details about the case themselves have not been made very much. That there is would be substantial risk of widespread publicity that could taint the case without keeping all details sealed. So it sounds as if the details of this case are not being made available now and may not be made available for quite some time. Not a great situation there.
Not at all, especially with the playoffs just around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of distraction for a Patriots team that is currently still in the running for the one seed in the AFC so far this year. Number two, how about Chip Kelly being hired as the new offensive coordinator at Northwestern?
That was not on my bingo card this year.
I mean, okay. Kelly is a two-time college head coach, of course, with Oregon and UCLA. He's been a head coach in the NFL twice. He was the head coach at UCLA just a few years ago, stepped down from that role to become the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. He was then, of course, this year with the Raiders. Didn't even make it the length of the season before he was fired.
And wasn't he paid the highest... coordinator job?
He was one of, yeah, if not the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Fired before the season was even complete. And he might have been fired before Thanksgiving.
He was, definitely.
And now heading to Evanston, Indiana to be the offensive coordinator at Northwestern. Good luck. It was fired November 23rd.
I was about to say, November 23rd.
Right before Thanksgiving.
2 days before Thanksgiving.
This past year, Northwestern finished 15th in the Big Ten in points per game, 22.5. They were 96th in the country in total offense and scoring offense. But you got to have the horses. We'll see if Chip Kelly can get any kind of horses at Northwestern.
He didn't have horses at Las Vegas.
No, he did not. But he had them at Ohio State. Helped them win a national championship, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Number three, Hall of Fame finalists have been revealed for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Four players announced: Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, and Frank Gore. Willie Anderson, Torrey Holt, those were the four, I should say, modern era finalists to be announced. Also had Willie Anderson, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri. Those guys were guaranteed spots after they were in the final seven of voting in last year's class. The other six returning finalists: Eli Manning, Reggie Wayne, Jari Evans, Marshall Yanda, Terrell Suggs, and Darren Woodson, along with Kevin Williams, former standout all-pro defensive tackle, making it to the finalist stage for the first time in his sixth year of eligibility. They will vote between the 15 finalists next month, between 3 and 5 being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So let's just narrow it to 5. 15 names of those 5, which 5 should get in? In my opinion, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Luke Kuechly.
Yes.
Arguably the best linebacker in the last 20 years of professional football. I would say Jason Witten. Hard because he doesn't, of course, have the overall team success. Drew Brees. And the fifth one, I lean towards like a Willie Anderson or even a Torrey Holt.
I was going to say Torrey Holt.
I'm sorry, but I do not believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. I have never believed it, and I will never believe it.
I think he is a Hall of Famer. You don't beat Tom Brady twice in a Super Bowl, have 2 Super Bowl rings.
His defense beat Tom Brady twice in a Super Bowl.
He made those throws he made were insane. I give it credit that Tyree caught it on his helmet, but I still think he will get in. I doubt it'll be this year.
I mean, listen, as somebody who watched Giants games religiously between the years of 2007 and 2013, you know, I had a family member who played for the Giants for several years, those 2 Super Bowl runs. I watched Eli Manning on my television every Thursday, Sunday, or Monday during my childhood. Not once did Eli Manning come across as a Hall of Fame caliber talent to me. I mean, I'm not trying to denigrate the man. He was a solid quarterback, and obviously he won 2 Super Bowls, and that's all well and good. He was a truly 500 quarterback in his career. Like literally the definition of mediocrity. He was 117 and 117 in his career as a starter.
That's crazy.
234 starts in the regular season, exactly 500. He threw for 366 touchdowns to 244 picks. The touchdown to interception ratio was about 1.5 to 1. That's not great, especially by today's standards. Eli has 2 Super Bowl wins, just as many as Peyton. Are we really trying to compare Eli and Peyton Manning to each other right now?
Do not do that. No, no, no.
Yeah, they both have 2 Super Bowls. Eli Manning is a 4-time Pro Bowler. Peyton, 14. Peyton Manning, in his career, was a 7-time first-team All-Pro. He was also a 3-time second-team All-Pro. Eli did not have a single All-Pro nod in his career. never finished in the top 10 of the MVP voting. Oh, Peyton won 5 MVPs. Finished in the top 10 of the MVP voting, including the 5 wins. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. And all 10 of them were top 5. 9 of them were top 3 finishes. 7 of them were top 2, and he won 5 MVPs. Let's not compare Eli and Peyton Manning. He will make it because he's a Manning. Okay, if that's the case, let's go ahead and throw Arch in already. Eli is getting in the Jersey Mike's Canton, Ohio Pro Football Hall of Fame. Oh, dear God.
Let me tell you, those commercials are funny. I think Eli gets in over Frank Gore, if you had to give me a choice.
I like Frank Gore. Longevity in his career, as well as tremendous individual success, goes both ways. All right, let's get out of what's trending now. Let's talk a little bit. And this is something that you brought up in the bullpen before the show, JT. It feels like there's an obvious answer, but I may try to go a little bit off the beaten path here.
Okay.
For your money, who has the most pressure in this season's NFL playoffs?
I mean,
I wouldn't say individually. What team?
The team?
What
team? As a whole, the easiest answer is the Buffalo Bills. This is the year you could do it. Obviously, you have no Patrick Mahomes. There's no Joe Burrow. There might not be a Lamar Jackson. Even if there is Lamar, Lamar has not been Lamar of the old this year because of injuries. Okay? That leaves you with Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix. Right? Those 5. And then you'll either have Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson. Okay. This team has the opportunity as a Buffalo Bill finally to get over the hump. Their excuse all the whole time has been, oh, we can't get past Patrick Mahomes. Oh, man. All right, well, this is the year. You go do it. You made yourself a bed. Now you have to go play in it because you decided to be a wild card team this year. Go on the road. Got to win 3 straight road games to get to the Super Bowl. Then win the Super Bowl. If you do not get to the Super Bowl, if you don't even get to the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, Sean McDermott has to get canned. He has to get fired. I've been on the thing about Sean McDermott needing to be fired for a couple years now. He's been the reason they've been held back. I get it. Josh Allen's had great numbers against the Chiefs, but guess what? The defense hasn't stopped Patrick Mahomes. He's a defensive-minded head coach. Why can't he stop Patrick Mahomes? I don't know. But if he can't even get this team to the Super Bowl this year and the playoffs where there's no Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and may not even have a Lamar Jackson, he's got to go. You got to find a new route to go.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. I'm sort of in the same boat there of McDermott. You know, this is as wide open a year as you're going to have. You know, no Burrow, no Mahomes, possibly no Lamar Jackson. You know, there are some obviously young and up and coming quarterbacks in the AFC that you're going to have to contend with, namely a Drake May. But I agree with you. It's probably the Bills. I would also, just for the sake of the argument, I would raise you possibly the Los Angeles Rams.
The Rams? Okay. They're kind of the same boat, too, because they won't be a home team for playoffs at all because they'll be a wild card team.
Correct. The only reason I say that is I look around the league at these other playoff teams, right? Like you look in the AFC, the Broncos, the Patriots, the Jaguars. Okay, the Steelers are a completely separate subject. Their quarterback has nothing to do with it. The Texans, Chargers, Bills, right? Even the Ravens, if they beat the Steelers and they get in. None of those teams outside of Pittsburgh are having to worry about this being it for their quarterback, right? Or the beginning, the near of the end being happening, having about to begin. Good Lord, I can't speak.
Words are hard, right?
Yeah, words are hard. They're not near the end of their time with their quarterback, right? None of those teams in the AFC outside of Pittsburgh are in danger of that. And the Steelers would still be 9-7, I think, even without Aaron Rodgers. On the NFC side of things, Seahawks, Bears, Eagles, Panthers, Niners, Packers. None of those teams are near the end with their quarterback. unless the Panthers decided they wanted to move on from Bryce Young, which I don't see happening.
And didn't the Seahawks sign Sam to a 5-year deal?
4 or 5 years, yeah, yes. Okay. The Rams are that team, right? Where is this it for Matthew Stafford after this year? Do they maybe have 1 year left? They don't really have any semblance of a backup plan when he's done. You know, this team is really, really good. This Rams team is. I think when the Rams are playing at their best, they are the best team in the NFL.
I totally agree.
And I've been saying this for a while. I remember being on this show maybe a month ago, right around Thanksgiving, and I had Ross Tucker on the show. And he said the same, that he thinks the Rams are the best team in football. It's unfortunate that they don't always play their best.
And
right?
They're not. I get it. Every team has injuries, but having not Davante Adams is a big loss.
And it was really funny yesterday talking about the Rams with Nathan, and we were both like, the Rams haven't really lost a game this year because of Matthew Stafford.
Nice work. You jinxed him.
Yeah, I absolutely jinxed it. Absolutely jinxed it. So I would argue that the Rams have a lot of pressure on themselves because they've kind of thrown themselves all in. They've got a really good young defense that I think will continue to do good things. But between Matthew Stafford and Davante Adams, they have some age questions on offense that could have a huge impact on the future of their team 2 or 3 or 4 years down the line. A lot of these other teams I mentioned could still be competitive football teams next year, 2 years, 3 years from now, potentially. I don't know if the Rams are. And that's why I say there's some pressure for the Rams. Somebody in the text line says the Niners. I don't agree with that.
I actually think the Niners are the surprise team.
They're playing with house money a little bit right now with all the injuries.
Yeah. I would also say Kyle Shanahan could be up for coach of the year. Now, I don't think he's going to win it because he's Kyle Shanahan, but the way he's took this team with all the injuries to get them into a position where they could be the one seed with all those injuries, tip my cap to Kyle Shanahan. The reason I would say that I would have more faith in the Rams getting back than the Bills is because of their head coach. And that's why the pressure I said was on the Bills. Now, I would say this. The reason I think this might be a good year for the Bills, in a sense, is if they don't make the Super Bowl, they finally fire McDermott. Because let me ask you this, Logan. If you took all the coaches in the AFC and you listed them 1 through 7 that are in the playoffs, right? Because there's 7 teams in the playoffs.
Right.
Where would you rank Sean McDermott?
That's a really good question. Are we just talking about the NFC or the playoff picture as a
whole?
The
AFC playoff picture. Where would you rank him 1 through 7? Because obviously he's behind Sean Payne, you would think.
I would agree.
Do you put him behind Mike Vrabel? I would.
I would, yes. Okay. I would also arguably put him behind Jim Harbaugh.
I was going to say Harbaugh. Okay. DeMeco Ryans?
I don't think DeMeco's quite earned it yet. I really like DeMeco Ryans.
I don't know if you can put him behind Cohen just yet.
Probably not.
Okay.
The question is 4th or 5th,
right?
I would say. Because what do you put him ahead of Mike Tomlin?
Right. Do you put him behind Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh if he makes it? Do you put him? Because I would put him behind both of them.
I agree. I would put him behind. So probably the 5th best coach,
right?
Head coach.
And guess
technically
what?
Speaking.
And the two that are behind him are one's in his first year as a head coach, and the other is, I would say, still out because it's his, what, 3rd year? And
his defense is, I mean, it's
the defense is doing his
job. Quite possibly the best defense the NFL has seen in a decade.
Right. And Sean McDermott's a defensive guy, and yet sometimes you think their weakness is their defense because they just don't know how to get stops in key times, especially in the playoffs. So, yeah, I would put him at 5th. Because, I mean, if he was in the NFC, man, he might be 6th. Because
yeah.
The only person I would put him behind might be Ben Johnson.
Really?
And that might even be a tough thing to do because Ben Johnson's been crushing it.
You'd put him behind Canales in Carolina?
Oh, crap. I forgot about Canales. Okay.
Or
so he's probably 5th again.
Or the guy in Seattle?
I like Seattle's McDonald.
Okay.
So I would, he would probably be 5th or 6th in both sides, I guess. So
you're saying that of the 14 teams that are going to make the playoffs, he is in the bottom 5.
Yeah, he's in bottom 5.
Of coaches.
Yeah. He gets carried by his quarterback. That's why, to me, when you talk about it, Josh Allen, I'm not saying he's on Mahomes level, obviously, but I'm saying he is a great quarterback because he takes his team up a notch even when his coach is not that good. Like, that was my whole thing with Herbert. I love Herbert, but he never took his team above the notch even when he had a bad coach. Now he has Harbaugh, and he's still doing the same stuff. So it's not like, oh, he's doing different things when he had a bad coach. No, he's doing the same exact thing, and now he has a better coach. Josh Allen's had a bad coach his whole time, and he's taken this team to what? The AFC Championship or the divisional round every year almost?
Somebody in the text line said, okay, so you fire Sean McDermott, then hire who? Well,
I mean, I'm not Buffalo, so I don't know, but I would go offensive-minded.
The logical step for me is just elevate Joe Brady.
Joe Brady? You go Joe Brady there?
Elevate Joe Brady to your head coach and hire a new OC.
Okay, perfect.
Cut, print, check the gate.
Or why don't you do this? People are going to think it's crazy. You know, there was a offensive coordinator there that did really good, and people got him out of New York, but I'm telling you, he was really good over there. What is his name? Brian Daboll. That's the name. Brian Daboll would be a good job. Maybe you take Joe Brady as the head coach and bring Daboll back as your OC.
I mean, he got the job with the Giants because of his work with Josh Allen in Buffalo.
He turned Josh Allen
time
away.
Around.
He turned him away from turning the ball over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's an interesting thought. And yeah, I mean, McDermott as a head coach, he's a defensive-minded guy.
Exactly.
What is the thing holding the Bills back right now?
The defense.
Their defense. That's a strong indictment against the head coach.
Right.
That's just the thought process I have. 913-586-7965 is our number. When we come back, earlier today, Mac went through a top five power rankings for the National Football League. He gave his top five teams out. And JT has some thoughts. Okay, he didn't seem to agree with a lot of the sentiment. So we'll break that down next. Logan Weber alongside JT Noah, filling in for the guys here on Cody and Gold. This is your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A fan. All right, GT. Break it down for me. Because I wasn't quite in the building yet. So I didn't have a chance to hear Mac's top five. But
dude,
you came to me immediately and were like, there are some discrepancies in how this man put together his list. Yeah. Mac put together a top five during Fesco and Dusty this morning alongside Dusty, and you seem to have a problem with
it. I have a horrible, horrible problem with it, Logan. Listen, I think it's called Mac's Backpack. They call it the segment.
Backpack.
Yeah, right.
Well, Dora the Explorer.
A little bit. And he did his top five teams. And I'll be honest with you, man. It's pretty brutal. I don't know if Mac got a little devil's lettuce in his head last night and then decided to put out a list. But his man was out here throwing out names, and I could not believe it. So I'm going to give you his list, okay? And let me know if you think it's a good list. So at number five, he has the Rams. He then has the Jags at four. The Niners are at three. Okay, so not bad. But here's where I go, what in the hell is Mac on? Number two is the Buffalo Bills. And number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. Wow. Okay. Wow. I'm pretty sure a high school offense could score more points than the Eagles could at this point. They got 17 total yards in the second half against the Bills.
And yes. Still won the football game.
Yes, their defense is great because Vic Fangio is great. But my God, what is that? What I couldn't believe it. I was so stunned. Luckily, I was in the parking lot as I was listening to this. But if I was on the side of the road, I might have had to put on my hazard lights and get over and take a deep breath of fresh air. Because that's insane. Insane. Now, listen. Here's how I would rank them, okay? Now, number five, I think, can be flip-flopped either way. Because I think it depends on how you want to see it. I have the Jags at number five. I wouldn't be upset if you had the Texans at number five, though. Because the Texans have, like you said, one of the greatest defenses out there.
Yeah.
And they split their head-to-head this year. But I'm giving it to the Jags because the Jags are going to win the division. At number four, I have the Rams at number four. They're lucky they're still in the top five from falling. But they have to be behind the Seahawks because they just lost to the Seahawks. I have Seahawks at number three. The Niners are number two. And then the New England Patriots, the team I've been on all year long, are at number one. I'm telling you, I get it. The young quarterback is scary, but the Patriots have had the best team, I think, throughout this whole season. And guess what? I love what Mike Vrabel did against the Jets. He called that timeout before half when they were trying to just run out the clock. And I don't know if you saw the camera catch it. He goes, F them. Just F them.
So no, the question I raise.
Okay.
No San Francisco 49ers in your top five?
Oh, no. I said Niners are at two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord. So just the whole NFC West is in your top five?
Not the Cardinals.
Yeah. Fair. Fair point.
But who would you take over those three right now in the NFC? Because the Packers are down.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the Packers necessarily.
The Bears ain't going to do it.
I mean, listen, when I look at a top five in a playoff setting, I got to look at playoff success, playoff experience. You know, the Seahawks have none outside of Sam Darnold
right.
That horrible performance he had in that wild card game.
Would you put the Eagles at five, I guess?
I'd probably put the Eagles at five.
Okay.
Yes, and take the Seahawks completely out.
Oh, you would take the Seahawks out even though they beat the Rams?
Yes.
And they have a chance to get the one seed?
Yes.
Okay.
Because again,
right.
If we're talking about a playoff scenario, right. We're talking about playoff atmospheres.
Who are you going to trust, Jalen Hurts or Sam Darnold?
I'm trusting Jalen Hurts.
Especially with that Eagles defense going against Sam Darnold.
I'm trusting Matthew Stafford over Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I just am.
So are you saying, okay, if we're doing it just by playoffs, like if you had a trusted team, would the Eagles be like your top NFC team if you had to trust them to win the playoffs?
No, they'd be second. I'd have the Rams.
Rams
one.
First? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just because I think that when they're at their best, they're the best team in football.
Yeah, and we might get that in the first round. Rams and Eagles because of the Rams losing yesterday. Who is your most reliable team on the AFC side?
Probably the Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos defense is elite, obviously.
Do you trust Bo Nix?
I don't. I don't trust their offense at all.
Like, if you put Drake May versus Bo Nix. I'm taking Drake May. I don't know if you are, but I'm taking Drake May.
Yeah, every day of the week and twice on Sunday, I'm taking Drake May.
And then I think the defenses are, I would say Denver has the edge on defense, but it's not like a big difference.
No, it's not a huge thing. And frankly, you know, Drake May, Bo Nix, obviously it's Drake May. I also look at the running backs for these two teams. RJ Harvey, I like him a little bit
as
a player.
J.K. Dobbins is huge.
Yeah, but he's not there yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, the Patriots have a two-headed back room in Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. And Travion Henderson's playing much better football here in the back half of the season than he was in the first half.
They also know how to use their tight ends in New England. Good Lord.
Right.
I was so high on Ingram this year with the with the Broncos, and he has disappointed me so bad.
The problem becomes with all this, you know, all this stuff surrounding Stephon Diggs right now, if that affects his playoff availability, that's definitely a knock.
Oh, that's a huge
against
knock.
This Patriots
because
team.
Because who's their wide receiver? I mean, like, who are you going to go after? Booty?
Yeah. I mean, he has been their wide receiver room. 970 yards on 82 catches and 4 touchdowns. Their second leading receiver is Mack Hollins.
Yeah, and he was just put on IR, I believe.
Yeah, 46 catches for 550 and 2 touchdowns.
Barefoot boy.
Yeah, Kayshon Booty is 31 catches, 527. He does have 6 receiving touchdowns. And then, of course, you mentioned the tight ends. Hunter Henry has got 55 grabs for 712 and 7.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs news is obviously huge.
If you lose Stephon Diggs, that is a massive, massive knock against
them. Just ask the Steelers because they missed DK Metcalf dearly against the Browns on Sunday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the top five, especially at number 5 and number 4, can be very interchangeable because of, like you said, actually it's 5 and 3 because Seahawks I put at 3 because they beat the Rams, but those two Jags and Seahawks can be changed out, but I was flabbergasted, Logan, at what Mac had put out on the radio. I'm like, you are putting a detrimental into our producers here at 96.5 The Fan because you want to put out a top 5 list that includes the Eagles and Bills in your top 2. No, just because they played and they didn't score over 20 points combined over 25 points combined does not mean they are the top 2 teams in the NFL.
Someone in the text line said there's nothing wrong with that list.
Would mine or his?
That's the clarification I'm looking
816, for. 816, nothing wrong with that list. Is it my list or Mac's list that has nothing wrong with it?
That's what I want to know. We'll get to our random question of the day here in just a few minutes, but this is something that we were going to get to in the first couple of hours of the show. We didn't have a chance to. The stadium conversation, you know, we're over a week since the announcement that the Chiefs are going to be going over to the Kansas side. And it's been funny to me watching the reaction when it was immediately announced and then watching the reaction shift among the masses in the days that have followed, right? When the announcement first came out, and it's the Chiefs are abandoning Missouri in some people's eyes, right? And they're going to go over to KCK. And people in Kansas were all up in, you know, they were marching through the streets and they were having their parades and they were super excited about the possibility. Meanwhile, the people of Missouri were lighting their torches and sharpening their pitchforks and they were furious. And then details begin to emerge, right? The figure, just how big the figure was, just how much money Kansas is paying.
How much money they're going to get back.
Yeah, the rent thing, we're going to be charging them X amount of dollars in rent, and that rent money is going to go back into account that the Chiefs will then be able to use themselves, and it's like, well, then they're not really paying rent, and you begin to realize that it is the most owner and organization friendly stadium deal in the history of professional sports. And Kansans immediately go, oh, wait, are we getting screwed? Like, wait, did we get taken advantage of in this situation? And Missourians are like, kind of an I told you so situation a little bit. It's been funny to see that happen over the last couple of days. Again, I don't care either way. I'm just glad they're still here. Somebody said, I'm talking about Mac's top 5. They're like, was that Mac that just texted in?
Oh, about that was a good list.
Yeah, somebody said, you guys just spent 10 minutes reinforcing Mac's list.
No, we did not.
Nah.
We literally just said the Bills and Eagles got to go. in a sense, where the Eagles, if they're in it, are at the back five.
I would say they're at number five. Right. I don't think the Bills are in the top five.
No.
Their defense is so bad.
Bro, it's Swiss
so
cheese.
Banged up.
Swiss
it's so cheese. Bad. I'm sorry. Their defense is one step above the Bengals right now. And that Bengals defense is really bad.
Is it better than the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe because the Jets just traded away anybody of substance.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, talking about the Chiefs stadium stuff is one thing, but what about the Royals? Right? Because I feel like we're all still just waiting around. But a lot happening right now, a lot of movement being conducted for the downtown ballpark. That's once again back in the discussion, right? We saw Union Station had the lit itself up blue the other night, trying to advocate for a downtown ballpark. The Union Station Twitter page has been advocating for the downtown ballpark. Mayor Quentin Lucas said he saw it as a growing show of support for the possibility of a downtown stadium for the Royals. The Chiefs, they're going to Wyandotte. Now they're really trying to figure this thing out. And we're all waiting because it doesn't appear that December 31st deadline for the stadium star bonds is going to be extended. So, if that's the case, I feel like an announcement, if you're going to Kansas, has to be today or tomorrow. If it doesn't, then it feels like the Royals are going to stay in Missouri.
I think my problem with the Royals is they don't know what they're doing yet either.
Yeah.
No one knows what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing, which is fine. Because you want to get the right job, right spot, I should say. But my problem is the way they went about it, both teams, the way they went about it when they had to vote is so bad by PR. You changed the spot last minute. Everyone was okay with your initial spot. And then you were like, oh no, we're going to move it to here 2 days before voting. And it just threw everyone off. And so the Royals have got to do their due diligence, obviously. But the problem everyone has is you have to have some kind of communication with the city to let them know, hey, what are we doing or not? Right now, it's just hush, hush, quiet. You can hear a mouse roaming the streets when they're talking because it's how quiet they are.
It feels, yeah, they've certainly, it feels like, kept it a little bit closer to the vest than the Chiefs have. And it's not like the Chiefs were just out and about openly discussing it all the time. This thing's going to be interesting to see how the next couple of days play out. Like, it doesn't really feel like a Royals move to, like, make an announcement like this on December 30, like, on New Year's Eve. That doesn't feel like a Royals thing, but stranger things have happened, I suppose.
Oh, is that another Stranger Things reference?
Not necessarily, okay. No. Okay. The pun was not intended in that situation. But, I applaud you for pointing it out. All right. I'm pretty geeked up. Series finale tomorrow.
I haven't seen a single episode of it before.
You should. It's really good.
Enjoy it. Listen, it's about to come to an end. Then I can rewatch it without having to wait on episodes to come out.
Fair. We talked about this yesterday. The runtime on tomorrow's episode, it's a television show.
Okay.
The runtime of tomorrow's series finale, 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's a movie. That's not a TV show.
Yeah. I am jacked.
Are you surprised that they didn't, like, cut it up into, like, four episodes?
No, because every season's been eight episodes. It just makes sense to continue. Yeah, this is the eighth episode. They released the first four episodes around Thanksgiving. They released three episodes last week around Christmas. And now the last episode debuts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
I do know they released them on Christmas Day because people are like, oh, I want to watch that over the Chiefs game. And I'm like, why wouldn't you if you're really amped up for it? Because that's actually something you would want to watch.
Valid point. Hey, we got a few minutes here before we get into the 1 o'clock hour. JT, let's get into the random question of the day.
Random question.
All right, for you, Logan, for you, text line. Listen, I've got a question for all of you. It's New Year's Eve tomorrow. When or how old were you when you got your first New Year's Eve kiss?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
By the way, our random question of the day is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, UC, the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. Oh, my first New Year's kiss. Okay.
The eyes are getting scrubbed. He's got to think about this.
No, I'm not thinking about it. I know it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking about whether or not my wife is actively listening to the radio.
Ooh, so it was not your wife.
It was not my wife, no.
Well, it wasn't my fiance either.
It was not. Okay. No, I had my first New Year's kiss when I was 13.
That's when I had mine. But it was a shocker because I was like, I was a big boy. And I was like, And so I was like, we were at a party and...
No, wait.
Uh-oh.
I was 12.
Okay, well, look at you. One year younger than I was. I was at a party and everyone else was like, oh, I got this girl to kiss. And I was like, I don't even... I'll be honest, I don't remember her name, but I was like, hey, you want a New Year's kiss? And she said yes, and so we kissed, and that was about it, but I couldn't tell you anything. So I was 13, couldn't remember the name of the lady. Hope she's doing well.
Got some good ones here in the text line. Somebody said 16 and then some.
And all right. Some, okay. All right.
Still with mine,
your
first New Year's kiss. That's awesome. If I'd waited a couple years, it would have been... with my wife. I've never had a New Year's Eve kiss. Okay. 17. Good. Does kissing your homies count, or you mean a real live girl? The homies has to count.
Kissing the homies does count.
It has to count. I'm 38 and married with 4 kids, and I've never had a New Year's kiss. JK, I was 18.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Whew, I was worried for you, bud.
Still haven't gotten one yet. Believe me, there's always time. I actually have never held hands or talked to a girl before.
I'm a hand-holding virgin. That might be Seth once. Oh, well, I just named out someone, but whoopsie doopsie.
just threw your buddy's name out there like that? That's tough, dude.
We had a big conversation last night. Poor guy.
Yeah, that's tough. I didn't get one till I was 22 and had my first long-term girlfriend. I always kiss the homies on New Year's Eve. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's got to be the thought process, man. I'm a hand-holding virgin. Dear God. Come on, man. That's crazy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's texting me. Yikes. In the group chat. I deserve this.
Good work, man. I got to be that guy.
Oh, he said he logged off. He doesn't know what I said. Thank God.
Oh. First New Year's kiss. That's a really good question. That's one like I hadn't thought about that in quite some time. I was 4. Better have been a parent. Had my first New Year's kiss at 18. Been married for almost 3 years now, and together for 7. That's cool, man. So was that a high school sweetheart, or was that like your freshman year of college? That would be my question. I myself am a high school sweetheart. My wife and I met in high school. I was 16 at the time we started dating. We've been together for 11 years now, which feels like an insanely long time, but also doesn't feel that long at all. 913-586-7965 is our number. Talking about when you got your first New Year's Eve kiss. Our question yesterday was about the Christmas season. What was your big gift, right? What was the big gift that you got for Christmas? And I mentioned that my parents got me a grill. I've never owned a grill before. Not like a serious outdoor grill. We'd always, you know, my wife and I always lived in apartments when we were living in Springfield, but we bought our first home. And so we finally had an opportunity to get a grill for the first time. And I'm super excited about it. The problem is I have no idea how to, like, grill. I
can't grill. I can cook in the kitchen. I can do some burgers and stuff, but I can't grill, really.
Yeah. So what was your big gift, JT?
My big gift was actually the jacket back there, I would say.
Right.
I got the Letterman puffer jacket with the Chiefs on it and everything. It's very nice.
That's sick.
The in-laws got it for me.
I got a heated jacket this year,
nice,
too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, it's really nice is because I purchased one for my Missouri Tigers. It was a home field. I don't know. Have you ever purchased off of Home Field Apparel?
Uh-uh.
Okay. It's a great store. But they had these brand new puffer jackets, and I ordered my size usually. Oh, actually a size up, because I was like, I was worried it's going to be too small. Well, it ended up still being too small for me. And so I wanted to exchange it for the one size bigger. And they go, oh, you can't exchange it. We just have to give you your money back. And I'm like, damn. So had to send it back. Got none of it. So yeah, that was pretty bad.
Degenerates in this text line, I tell you. Somebody said, 16 years old. I got my first something on New Year's. Wink, wink. Boo. Boo. Buddy's girlfriend is out of town, so I have to kiss him. Respect. Respect. 12 years old at the skating rink, New Year's Eve party. That's awesome, man. Aren't all jackets heated? Do people get cold jackets? It's a heated coat, as in, like, it's an electronic heater. There's a heater in the coat. It's got little buttons on it that I can get. It's got, like, I can heat the front of my coat or the back of my coat or both. It's got wiring inside the coat that actively heats the coats. Yes, technically jackets are supposed to stay warm. They trap heat. They don't heat themselves, is probably where I'd go from there. I've known my wife since the third grade. High school sweethearts, married for 34 years. That is so cool. A goal I wish I have. I hope I get to at some point. Never had one. First kiss was at the age of 14.
Nice.
All right. Very good. 913-586-7965 is our number. Continue to share with us. We may bring those back up here in the 1 o'clock hour, but I want to get back into some conversation about the college football playoff quarterfinals. We've got games coming up tomorrow, Ohio State, Miami tomorrow, and then the other three quarterfinal games on Thursday. It's going to be a wild week of college and professional football that we will get to here at the New Year's holiday. That's next here on Cody and Gold. Logan Weber and JT Noah filling in for the guys here on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.